CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station, G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 19th of February, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB Board Chair and Company Secretary. RSGB unopposed election results. St. Patrick's Day Award. We report with regret that Richard Horton, G4AOJ, has tendered his resignation as an RSGB board director and the board chair, and Stan Lee, G4XXI, has tendered his resignation as RSGB company secretary. The resignations are independent of each other and for personal reasons. The RSGB would like to thank them for their hard work and contribution to the society. The RSGB president, Stuart Bryant, G4YSX, will chair the board until the AGM. In view of the important role of the company's secretary in the society's AGM, which is just a few weeks away, the board will agree the appointment of a temporary company secretary, pending advertisement of the position and selection through the normal process. The RSGB has announced the unopposed nomination results in its 2023 elections. In the election for RSGB president, there was only one nomination received, so John McCulloch, MBE, GI4BWM, is elected unopposed for a two-year term. This year, there were regional representative vacancies for five regions, regions 3, 7, 8, 11 and 13. The only candidate for region 8 was Mihol Nabib, MI0HOZ, so he is duly elected, unopposed, for a three-year term. The terms of office for both roles will commence at the AGM on the 15th of April 2023. You can read their personal statements on page 6 of the March RADCOM or on the RSGB website at www.rsgb.org/election. The RSGB would like to congratulate both candidates and wish them well in their roles. The RSGB director candidates will be announced in the April RADCOM and voting will begin on Wednesday the 15th of March. There are just over 3 weeks left to register to participate in the annual St. Patrick Day Award. The event takes place over a 48-hour period from 1200 UTC on the 16th of March to 1200 UTC on the 18th of March to allow worldwide participation in all time zones. The St. Patrick's Day Award is 48 hours of non-competitive fun. Everyone can participate in the event, whether they're licensed or not. You can register to be a participating station by completing a short registration form online at stpatricksaward.com. The Isle of Man Amateur Radio Society will be operating a pole sign, Golf Tango 3, Foxtrot Lima Hotel, from the Isle of Man Sea Terminal building in Douglas on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of February between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. The call sign will be active to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Douglas being the first radar-controlled harbour in the world. FD8, CW and SSB modes will be used on the HF bands from 40 metres and upwards. If the weather is inclement, the operation will be from the club headquarters at the Scout Hall in Ballasalla. For more information about the Isle of Man Amateur Radio Society, visit www.iomars.im. Today is the second day of the British Amateur Television Club's monthly activity weekend. The event is aimed at getting more people on the air, either from home or a nearby high spot, to promote this exciting part of the hobby. This month, activity on 23 SEMs and upwards is planned. Participants are encouraged to post details of where they're going to be and what town they'll be on the air on the BATC forum. You can view the forum post via forum.batc.org.uk. Everyone is welcome and you don't need to be a member to take part. As part of British Science Week, the RSGB is running the ever-popular Builder Morse Tutor workshop at the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park on Saturday, the 18th of March. For information about the workshop and to see our British Science Week activity pack, visit our website, www.rsgb.org/bravo-sierra-whiskey. Radio amateurs are requested to give way to emergency response groups that are dealing with the aftermath of the earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria earlier this month. Response activities are primarily expected to be on VHF and UHF, but 3.777 MHz and 7.092 MHz may also be used if needed. Now details of rallies and events. West Manchester Radio Club's Red Rose Rally will take place on Sunday, the 26th of February. The event is held at St. Joseph's Hall, Lee. Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. Free parking, cafe services and a raffle among the attractions on offer. For more information, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk/rally.htm. The Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society is holding its annual rally on the 4th of March. The venue will be the Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballana Hinch Road, BT26 6AR. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. For more information, visit www.LimaVictorAlphaRomeoSierra.uk. Exeter Amateur Radio and Electronics Rally is taking place on Sunday the 5th of March. The venue for the event will be America Hall, De La Rue Way, Pinho, Exeter, Echo X-Ray 4, 8 Papa Whiskey. The doors will open at 10:30 a.m. for everyone and 10:15 a.m. for disabled visitors. Admission is £3. Entry for under 16s is free. There'll be trade stands and a bring and buy. South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society Junk Sale will take place on Saturday the 11th of March at the Railway Club, Grantham. Postcode November Golf 31, 7 Alpha Uniform. Doors open for traders at 8 a.m. Traders are asked to bring their own table. Doors are open to public between 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Admission for traders is £5 and for the public £1. Refreshments will be available on site. Please book in advance to avoid disappointment. Contact is Stuart M0SDM via sierra.mikealphaSierraOscarNovember@sierraKiloAlphaRomeoSierra.co.uk. Now the special event news. Special event stations 7 Zulu 3 Foxtrot Delta, 8 Zulu 3 Foxtrot Delta and Hotel Zulu 3 Foxtrot Delta are operating in celebration of Saudi Arabia's Founding Day. The stations will be active on the 22nd of February. QSL via Hotel Zulu 1 Sierra Alpha Romeo. The logs will be uploaded to Club Log. The United Nations Global Service Centre Amateur Radio Club will be active as 4 Uniform 1-3 Foxtrot Echo Bravo until the 28th of February. The station is active to promote World Radio Day, which was held on the 13th of February. QSL via 9 Alpha 2 Alpha Alpha Direct or via the Bureau. Members of the Kuwait Amateur Radio Society will be active as 9 Kilo 9 November Lima Delta until the 28th of February. The special call sign is active in celebration of both Kuwait National Day on the 25th of February and Liberation Day on the 26th of February. QSL by EC6DX. Members of the Panama Canal Amateur Radio Association will be active as 3 Echo 30 Papa Charlie Alpha Romeo Alpha until the 28th of February to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the formation of their club in 1993. QSL direct to the association. Now the DX news. Peter G4HSO will be active as Sierra 79/Gulf 4 Hotel Sierra Oscar from the Seychelles until the 21st of February. He will be operating CW and VARAC only. QSL via Logbook of the World. Bob W7YAQ and LK7AR will be active as Yankee Juliet 0 Alpha from Efate OC035 in the southwestern Pacific Ocean. Their visit will include operating in the CQWPX Ritty contest and the ARRL DXCW contest. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via K7AR. Vlad OK2WX will be active as 9 Uniform 4 Whiskey X-Ray from Burundi until the 27th of February. He will be operating CW and SSB on the HF bands. QSL via Club Logs OQRS is preferred. QSL is also possible via Logbook of the World or via IZ8CCW. Now the contest news. The ARRL International DX Contest ends its 48-hour run today at 23:59 UTC. CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. Stations outside the USA exchange signal report and transmission power. American stations will send a signal report and their state. Canadian stations send a signal report in their province. On Tuesday, the 21st of February, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, exchanges, signal report, serial number, and locator. On Wednesday, the 22nd of February, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange is your 6 character locator. On Thursday, the 23rd of February, the 80-meter Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. The CQ 160-meter DX contest will run from 48 hours from 2200 UTC on Friday, the 24th of February. Using SSB on the 160-meter band, the exchange of signal report in CQ zone. American stations also send their state, and Canadian stations send their province. And the French HF Championship, also known as the REF contest, begins at 0600 UTC on Saturday, the 25th of February, and ends at 1800 UTC on Sunday, the 26th of February. Using SSB on the HF bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. French stations send their département number or overseas territory prefix. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Gulf 4 Tango of Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 16th of February, 2023. Last week was interesting, as we had an X-class solar flare and a significant geomagnetic disturbance, as well as good HF conditions at times. An impulsive X1.1 solar flare was observed around the active region 3217 in the southeast quadrant of the Sun at 1548 UTC on the 11th of February. The flare did not appear eruptive, so we had no associated coronal mass ejection. Nevertheless, the flare caused a fade-out as its X-rays penetrated deep into the D-layer of the ionosphere. There were other lesser M-class and C-class flares throughout the week. The KP index rose to 5 on Wednesday the 15th of February and conditions continued to be geomagnetically unstable throughout Thursday. Nevertheless, the ionosphere remained relatively stable, with daytime MUS over 3,000 km generally staying above 28 MHz all week. The critical frequency is generally remaining well above 4 MHz until midnight, meaning 80 meters is open around the UK and also to DX. After midnight it can decline, meaning only longer paths are open. NOAA has updated its coronal mass ejection forecast model to predict a stronger than anticipated solar wind passing Earth by late Friday the 17th of February and into Saturday the 18th. A moderate G2 level storm watch was officially added beginning on Friday, so Aurora Skywatchers and VHF enthusiasts should be alert this weekend. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center forecasts that the SFI will fall back, perhaps to 130 by next Friday. Once we get past this weekend's geomagnetic disturbance, the KP index is predicted to remain settled all week, although a single coronal mass ejection could soon spoil that. And now the VHF and up propagation news. After some good troppo for the 70SEMS UK activity contest last Tuesday, it will be a return to more unsettled weather that ends this week and starts this weekend. High pressure will then quickly return and take up residence over the south and west of the country, eventually ending up west of Ireland. This will mean that troppo will again offer some enhanced conditions on VHF and UHF and may prove useful for the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest on Tuesday evening. After midweek, it will tend to favour paths within the UK and to the south into France. From midweek, there will be low pressure to the east of the British Isles with a showery northerly flow down the North Sea. This will cut off the eastern half of Europe for many troppo's prospects, but it may offer some rain scatter from eastern areas. There may well continue to be some good chances of auroral propagation, which you can explore by checking the KP index for values higher than 5. In the absence of major meteor showers, random meteor scatter is always an option and likely to be most profitable around the dawn period. For EME operators, moon declination is negative but increasing, going positive again on Wednesday. The week will therefore see moon availability windows increasing and path losses increasing from their lowest with perigee, the point where the moon is closest to the Earth, occurring today. The sun and moon are close to an eclipse later today, and throughout all of Monday's moon window, so sky noise will be high due to the sun being in the beamwidth of most antennas. After that, 144 MHz sky noise is low for the rest of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Time is running short, so I'm not reading out NETs. The Online Radio Club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society in Wimborne holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7:30 a.m. Contact is Sue, info at fox.romeo, alpha romeo sierra .co.uk. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be having a photo quiz with M0WOB at the Parish Room, Yeovil. Contact is secretary at yeovil-arc.com. In Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, station approach, Bridge End. The club station is active most nights, working SSB, SSTV and FD8. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info at aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is T2W0VOG07900560080. On Wednesday, Cumbrian Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 till 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth on 07942334464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Flonny Dial, Cardiff. Postcode Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. And contact is via mikewhiskey6hoteldeltavictor@gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society has, on Thursday, a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Go to www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society has only nets this week. Contact is 2E1GKY 01242 699 595. Join the day or look at www.golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but I may be able to take calls after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, and keep safe from the GB2RS news team.